Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today I've got a subreddit for you which we haven't looked at in a little while. It's r/olderthanyouthinkiam.
Are your parents home? Oh man, just found this sub. I feel like I could post half of my life stories here. The running joke is that I look like I was 13 years old through most of my 20s. Now, I think I at least passed for in my early 20s. I'm currently 29 and female, but this was when I was about 20 or so. I worked my butt off and was lucky enough to purchase my first house at 19. Wow, fair enough. First time home buyer credit and all that helped me out quite a bit, to be honest. Well, fast forward to a few months later, I believe on a Saturday. The key point is that I wasn't working and I was in pajamas. I hear the doorbell and go to answer it. I was still a little giddy about being a homeowner and all excited, like who could this be in my head? There was a kid at the door, probably early teens, selling a newspaper, I believe, for some class project or trip. The kid goes to tell me about his trip slash project and that he's selling the newspaper subscriptions to earn money to participate. I'm a little fuzzy on the details now. Sorry kid, I wish I could support you, but I don't read newspapers and I don't have a ton of extra money at the moment. The kid appears a little flustered and then tries selling a little harder.
Well, are your parents home?
Cue a huge grin on my part and a laugh. Again, giddy being a 19, 20-year-old homeowner. Who would blame me? Yeah, no, they don't live here. This is my house. I wasn't trying to be smug or rude, but was a bit of a proud peacock, as I like to say. The kid is obviously flustered and asked me if I'm sure about my parents or something like that. He clearly didn't believe me, lol. I think after that, he asked if I was sure I didn't want the newspaper. Yeah, man, pretty sure. Good luck with your project trip anyway. Then he thanks me for my time and leaves. He was a cute kid. I hope he got to go on his first trip. He wasn't too far off from his goal, but man, was that memorable for me. Oh, you know what? I actually like this story quite a lot. A lot of the stories on here are negative because people are perceived to be younger than they are and they're annoyed that, you know what? No, I'm not a kid. I'm actually an adult. But in this story, it's a good thing. You know, you've just bought your first house at 19. That is unbelievable. I'm not quite sure how you've done that, but fair enough. And the fact that that kid thinks that you can't possibly be the homeowner is such a credit to your hard work. Well done to you, OP. Moving on to our second story. You're too young to be married. So this story takes place 5 years ago when I was a freshly married 24-year-old and my husband and I were honeymooning at the happiest place on earth. I do tend to look young for my age, especially when not wearing makeup slash dressing professionally, which I was not at the time of this story. My husband and I were riding a boat across a lake to go on some roller coasters, and I was, of course, wearing my bridal Mickey ears. They were white and sparkling with a lace veil, just gorgeous. Shortly after we got onto the little boat, I felt a tap on my shoulder. SM will stand for the stranger man.
Excuse me, but I have to ask, you're not actually here on your honeymoon, are you?
Yes, we just got married last week. When I said this, the strange man looked at my husband and seemed uncomfortable. My husband had thinning hair and thick facial hair. Plus his lack of sleep, it made him look a bit older than he actually was.
How old are you? What state let you get married? Did your parents have to sign off on it?
We're both 24. I didn't need permission from anyone.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I thought you were 14 or 15. My wife is going to kill me when she finds out. She always says I ask strangers too many questions.
So that's my story. Nothing too special, but I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, I mean, fair enough in this one. Definitely a cringy moment for the guy, but look at it from his perspective. He probably thought something was going wrong, you know, some sort of sex trafficking scandal. You can't be too careful in this day and age. I reckon he did the right thing here. Like, imagine if this was actual trafficking going on right here. The guy might have found out about it, told the police, might have saved your life. You never know. I do think the thing about this subreddit in particular, which is a little negative, is that people are very quick to criticize the person who got their age wrong. Like, it's a thing that happens. People get ages wrong. It's not that deep. The good thing about this story, though, is that both OP and the strange man realized that this happened for the best. It was an honest mistake just to check that nothing weird was going on. Now for our third story. So, my friend, 22 years old, can't buy alcohol, but his brother, who is 17 years old, can? Okay, so first for some context, I've got a friend who, like me, was 22 years old when this story happened. He's always looked way younger than he is though, being rather skinny, short, unable to grow a beard, and dressing mostly with bright colours, pink, purple, etc. He's got a little brother, however, who is actually taller than him, has a prominent beard, and works out, so he has muscles. His voice is also deeper, and in general he has a more serious attitude than my friend. So yeah, he looks older than either of us. Anyways, it was my friend's birthday and we decided to celebrate it at his home. He invited all of our friends and they were supposed to arrive at midday, but I actually arrived about an hour earlier because I live quite close. And you know, I just wanted to help out with the preparations. His brother was also already there because he'd actually stay with my friend for the night, as he lives quite far away and didn't want to wake up super early in order to arrive on time. Since it was very near to Halloween, my friend decided that he wanted to buy some spooky things to decorate his home a bit before the rest of our friends arrived. So we went to a nearby market and did just that. On the way back, however, we passed an OXXO, and my friend remembered that his boyfriend had asked him to get some beers, and he also wanted to buy some chips and stuff for his party. So we headed inside and started picking the stuff we were going to buy. Once we were done, we headed to the cashier to pay for our stuff, except his brother, who was still looking at the sodas because he wanted one but still hadn't decided which flavour. There was just one person before us, so we didn't have to wait much and placed all the stuff to be scanned. Now, this is important for the story. In my country, it's very unusual that they ask for your ID to sell you alcohol or cigarettes if you look clearly over 18, but it still happens sometimes. However, since neither my friend nor I usually buy alcohol, we didn't think of bringing our IDs with us. Still, as 22-year-old adults, we didn't think there would be a problem for us buying beers. The cashier started scanning the chips and sweets and stuff, but when he got to the beer, he paused and asked for our IDs. My friend and I looked at each other nervously, and I told him I had left mine at his home while he started searching for his on his wallet. It wasn't there. Just in that moment, his brother came holding his bottle of soda and placed it with the other things to be scanned. Then he asked if there was a problem. The cashier said, "Are you with them?" My friend's brother said, "Yeah." The cashier said, "Oh, are the beers for you?" My friend's brother seemed to realize what was happening and immediately nodded his head, despite knowing it was a lie. "I see, I'm sorry for the inconvenience." He then proceeded to scan the beers and the soda. We paid and then went on our way, laughing about what had just happened. Yeah, not too much I can add to that story really in the way of comments. Everyone was polite about it, it all makes sense, they all did their jobs. Well done, go and drink your beers, have fun. Yeah, that's all I can say, let's move on to the fourth story. Not even old enough for a debit card, apparently. I'm a 22-year-old guy that looks like a young teenager. People usually say 13 to 15, unless I'm dressed up, at which point I look about 18. It doesn't help that I'm barely 5'5 on a good day, so I often end up in situations where people assume I'm too young to be doing whatever it is that I'm doing. This was one of the most ridiculous times, though I have tons more. It happened earlier this year. I was taking my two youngest siblings to a local German bakery slash deli to grab some fresh pretzels for lunch. We order the pretzels, no problem, then take it up to the cashier to pay. The cashier is an older lady and she initially accepts my debit card from me without question. She turns around and looks at it a bit more, then faces me again.
"Oh, so you obviously aren't blank."
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What do you mean?
You look way too young to be the name on this card, and you're too young to have a credit card anyway.
At this point, I'm really flustered. One, it's a debit card, not a credit card. Second, my name is a little old-fashioned or traditional for someone my age, but it's still my name.
Triple whammy with the age comment too.
Besides, as far as I know, there is no age minimum for a debit card. Even kids can be authorized users slash cardholders on their parents' accounts. I can show you my ID if you want. The cashier then starts smirking.
"Sure."
What she doesn't realize is that not only did I have my driver's license, the horizontal kind which designates that someone is over 21 years old in my state, I also had my military dependent ID and my personal military ID slash CAC as I was in the National Guard at the time. So I slapped down my military ID, my dependent ID, my driver's license, my college student ID, and my actual credit card for good measure. Oh my god. All valid, up to date, and with the same name on them as has my debit card. So, can you run my card now? She mumbles something and sticks my card into the reader, then returns it without saying anything else. The pretzels, by the way, were delicious. Yeah, that's more like it. That's more the story we want to see. Someone getting put in their place. Imagine him just slapping the cards down. Bang, bang, bang. And her just... oh, she's got nothing to say to that. All the cards laid out in front of her, just proving his age. Fair play, OP. Fair play. Can you imagine? Like, instead of putting a gun out, just boom. The five cards. Boom, boom, boom. All in front of her. Awesome. Awesome karma. Being a little bit more serious, though, it is just a little bit weird on the employee's part. If you're not sure about someone's age, just ask for their ID. The guy had it. He could have just given it to you without all that kerfuffle of saying, you're not that person on the card. But no, it was probably too much for that employee to just be a little bit polite. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/olderthanyouthinkiam. A lot of you have requested it recently, so I thought I'd bring it back. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more, the playlist is on the screen right now, right next to the subscribe button. We're now over 400,000 subscribers. Thank you so much, guys. But you know, we're still on the way to 500,000. The grind doesn't stop. Let's get there before the end of the month. I know we can do it. I mean, we probably can't. There's only about 15 days left, but let's try anyway.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.